From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A car bomb ripped through a market in a Shiite area of North Baghdad Wednesday. The blast killed at least 64 people, and more than 40 have been reported wounded. The explosion struck the Sadr City market during the morning rush. Hospital and security officials fear the death toll may continue to rise. According to officials, several other cars and nearby buildings were heavily damaged. Islamic State quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won Tuesday's presidential primary in West Virginia. Sanders won 51% of the vote, with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton getting only 36%. The proportional system used by Democrats means that Sanders will gain some delegates to close the gap with Clinton. Sanders told supporters that he is going to fight for every last vote, despite facing an uphill battle. Trump, the only Republican left in the presidential race on the Republican Party, easily won Tuesday in West Virginia and Nebraska. The son of a former prime minister of Pakistan returned from Afghanistan Wednesday, a day after he was rescued from Al-Qaeda-linked kidnappers. A special Pakistani aircraft brought Ali Haider Gilani back from Kabul and landed at the airport in the eastern city of Lahore, where family members received him amid tight security. Speaking to reporters, Gilani thanked those who facilitated his release.
I would also like to thank the U.S. forces, which at the critical moments of my release provided me with shelter, food, and
This is VOA News. President Barack Obama plans to visit Hiroshima, Japan on May 27th, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to go to the city where an American airplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 during World War II. The White House says Mr. Obama will visit Hiroshima with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Japan at the end of his May 21st to 28th trip to Vietnam and Japan. White House spokesman Josh Earnest spoke to reporters about the transformative nature of his visit.
If you would have imagined that one of our closest partners and allies in Asia was Japan just 70 years ago, it would have been very difficult to imagine, given the hostilities between our two countries. But yet that's exactly what has occurred.
Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president will not revisit the decision to use the atomic bomb at the end of World War II. Instead, he will offer a forward-looking vision focused on a shared future with Japan. Amnesty International reports that nearly 150 people, including 11 children under the age of 6, have died in military detention in Nigeria's northeast this year. Amnesty says the children, including 4 babies, were among 149 reported deaths of prisoners held at Jiwa Barracks, a notorious detention facility in the city of Maiduguri that rights groups have criticized in the past. The barracks is used to imprison suspected members of Boko Haram, whose nearly 8-year insurgency has killed an estimated 20,000 people in the northeast. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff could be only hours away from suspension from office as the country's Senate begins debate on whether to put her on trial. Latin American analyst Sean Burgess of the Australian National University believes Rousseff may not survive the vote.
I don't think she's going to survive this. She's right. It's a political trial. An impeachment is always a political trial. And the way things are stacked with the political system in Brazil, it's highly unlikely that she's going to survive at this point.
The vote on suspending Rousseff and beginning the impeachment trial is expected late Wednesday night or early Thursday. Newspaper polls have indicated that 50 senators are expected to vote for a trial, many more than the majority needed. However, it is not clear that these senators would also vote to convict her. Bullying is not a natural part of growing up and should be recognized as a major public health problem with consequences lasting far beyond childhood. That is the conclusion of experts in a new report by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. Parents and teachers have traditionally brushed off complaints of bullying, telling victims that they have to fight back or they brought it on themselves through their own behavior. But the lead author of the report says bullying has lasting negative consequences and cannot simply be ignored. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.